Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Al, you got something for us?
So Mike, there's a guy on the hold who claims to be Mike. I've been trying to protect Mike by not putting a guy on who's not Mike, but Eddie thinks it's him as well. So if you want to roll the dice, see what happens. You'll be able to tell.
Why would Mike call into us? He doesn't listen to us.
Well, he's there if you want to talk to him.
Which one?
It's up.
Oh, it's up. All right. Is Mike?
It is me. It's me. I'm calling you guys right now. And I don't listen very often, but I just heard what you just said. How much misinformation can you guys give out in 5 minutes?
What's the misinformation
that we gave out?
What is it?
I don't know Dave Gettleman. Let me just speak for a minute, Boomer, then you can speak. Number one, I don't know Dave Gettleman. I've never spent 5 minutes with him. Okay, so I have no relationship with him. I've had a very good relationship with the Giants, and the Giants are angry with me because I gave out the Boomer information, Eli information about him canceling the program and why he canceled the program, which was given to me last Monday. And I was not told that I couldn't give it out for public. I wasn't allowed to use it. I was never told that. And I was given that information by FBN management as to why he wasn't doing it and that he wasn't doing it. Number two, so I don't have any relationship with Gettleman, and Gettleman's never fed me a story. So I wasn't angry at Gettleman for that. I was angry because I thought he had no plan. And I didn't agree with having two quarterbacks on a roster. I think they should have cut one. If they were going to bring in a guy that they believed in as a franchise quarterback, they should have gotten rid of Eli. That was my point last year. That was my point this year. And I'm supposed to be the Eli supporter. I think Eli has gotten too much blame. But the bottom line is if they wanted to move on, they should have got him off the team and then moved on with a young quarterback. Now, about the young player who was shot, you didn't say that. I opened up my comment with this could happen to any player on any team in any organization in any sport or anywhere in life. And if it turns out that he was in the wrong place or was doing something wrong, Giants will look embarrassed because they made such an issue of character. I said we have no facts. I've been trying to get facts. We don't have any facts. That's how I opened it up. How about you guys mentioning that before killing me for what I said?
How are the Giants the laughing stock of the league right now?
Because of the fact that this whole idea that they came out with Gettleman for 2 months told people, and he did leak to people, which I know, that he was taking two defensive players and then changed his mind, which he had every right to do. But the other point is they have been back and forth between rebuilding, not rebuilding, rebuilding, not rebuilding. It's gotten stupid. And it got to the point of ridiculousness with bringing this quarterback in. They shouldn't have Eli on the team now. They should start this kid from day one and move on because they're a bad team and they don't use their assets correctly. Number two, he created this whole ridiculous scenario that everyone was making fun of him. Go look at the Rex Ryan tape on TV saying he knew that there were two teams that were going to take Jones when they can't find anybody who was going to take Jones. Why bother? Just say, this is my pick and move on. He spent 2 days trying to justify it, and everyone's been making fun of him everywhere in the country. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I guess with the Ballantyne stuff, though, Mike, why would you even bring up that other side of it? Like, the Giants are going to...
What I said was, the Giants went out to stress that we were bringing in the right guys. We didn't have the right guys before. I said, this can be very iffy. If it proves that this kid was doing something wrong or was in the wrong place, it's going to make the Giants look very bad. I said, if we have no information.
Okay.
And
I opened it up. Okay. All right. And that part I did not hear. I will admit that.
It's amazing you heard part of it, but didn't hear the whole thing.
Well, I mean, I think we've all been accused of that at some point. But I guess my contention would be that the if part is just unnecessary to even bring that up when we don't have the information.
That's fine. You do your show, I'll do mine, okay?
Okay, fine. All right. I mean, I don't.
You're going to quote me correctly.
All right.
You spend enough time talking about me, tough time imitating me, at least get it right, okay?
Okay, but the stuff that we said that you said, you did say, though, right?
Yeah, except you took it completely out of context and didn't give me the whole quote. Why don't you say the whole thing? If you heard it, you heard it properly.
Okay.
If you didn't hear it, then you're making it up.
No, but we didn't make it up. We quoted what you said.
No, the way you said it, you made me look like I completely slaughtered them and said there wasn't a chance that they didn't do anything wrong, which I said exactly at the open.
Yeah, you said the Giants were the laughing stock of the league and they're sad. That's what
they
you
are.
Said.
They have been for years, and I follow them daily, day in, day out. And I said this to the owner. I've said it to him 3 years ago. They haven't made a right decision in 5 years. Look at them. Look at their record.
You don't have to tell us. We sit here every morning talking about it.
With that quarterback, they should have been out of this trouble 3 years ago.
So the Giants, just to be clear, so the Giants are upset with you because you went public with the Eli stuff?
They gave information to us telling us that Eli was canceling his show and because he did not want to be on the show as a backup was what he was afraid of. And I've gotten that from also some other source. So that was backed up by the Giants, who I was told that by Mark Chernoff last Monday, both things. And I went up with it before the draft, which infuriated the Giants.
Now, do you think, though, that Eli, this had maybe nothing to do with the draft pick because it was decided weeks ago?
Do I think Eli picked this draft pick? Absolutely not. I think that's the most ridiculous
No. What I'm saying is, Do you think that the decision not to go on your show was made, had nothing to do with the draft pick?
And no, it has everything to do with the idea that Eli did not know if he was going to be confident enough that he could finish the season, and he thought it would be embarrassing to have to answer questions about the backup quarterback every week while being the backup quarterback after his career. He did not want to be put in that position.
Right, but the decision was made weeks prior to the draft, though.
Right? I was told last Monday. I don't know when the decision was made. Okay. I was told last Monday afternoon.
Okay. All right.
By Mark Chernoff in my office.
Okay. All right.
Bye, guys.
All right. See, that's Mike Francesa clearing things up.
Did he?
Well, I mean, the things that he wanted us to know was that he had prefaced his comments on Corey Ballantyne with, it could happen to anybody, and if he's at the wrong place at the wrong time, then fine. But my contention is that why even bring up that other side of things, right? Like, why even say, man, if you're an organization that is looking to bring in character guys and now one of your guys just got shot? It's just not like we all sit here during these very tense situations.
Yes.
And you sort of wait for the facts, right?
Well, I that's why he said if. I guess he feels that if you say if, you take yourself out of it,
yeah,
which is fine. But
do you agree with that?
I don't agree with it because as I was trying to say that it's like if you are implying it, then the listener hears it the way that they think you're implying it. That's all. That's the problem with when you get into your, and we've all had this happen to us. You say something, people take it as if you are implying something when you're saying something else.
Yeah.
Right. So if I'm saying the Giants are a laughing stock and they're sad and they have been, and they have been dysfunctional and been characterized as dysfunctional for the last 3 to 4 years simply because of what's gone on over there. Now, all of a sudden, if you tie it a shooting to what Gettleman has been saying about getting rid of players, and that's why Odell Beckham Jr. went off a couple weeks ago. Right, because of the Dave Gettleman NJ.com interview about how
right. He
was cleaning up the locker room, whatever he was implying about the locker room, and then you tie this to that because you're trying to bring in character guys. You're touching on things that are like, for lack of a better, I think, description would be buzzwords that piss people off.
Sure, sure.
And I don't blame it. I would be ticked off too.
Right. And Mike was upset that I said that maybe him and Gettleman had a relationship. I didn't think that was something that was insulting, because I think when he had Gettleman on, I thought that's what he said yesterday on the show, is that he's not coming on now. He used to come on. I didn't think that was an insulting thing, but who knows? They're not talking now. He's got his reasons why. He was angry.
Everything's bigger than it really needs to be.
I know. I know. He was really angry.
I guess he does listen.
Yeah, no, well.
All right, good. That's good. That's one more listener for us.
You know what, though? I am happy that that happened that way.
Why?
Well, because isn't that the way it's supposed to happen?
Yeah, I like think
he,
so.
Like, he's listening. He's got an issue with what's being said, so he calls in and he talks to us, as opposed to him waiting all the hours and then going on the air. He'll probably crush us later anyway, but, like, going on the air and then, you know, not calling us. Right? I think this is the way it's supposed to happen. Right? That's the better way.
Yeah, well, I think it is. It makes it more interesting.
Sure. Right. No, it absolutely does.
Yes.
Anyway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.